USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown finally declared a state of emergency as she announced that state troopers and sheriff's deputies would now be sent to Portland to help police in the state's largest city monitor weekend rallies by the right-wing group Proud Boys and counter-protests by liberal groups. Portland has continuously had violent protests for more than 3 months following the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Demonstrations lulled slightly during Oregon's recent wildfires. They kicked back up this week, fueled by the Kentucky grand jury's decision not to indict officers in the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor. Under the state of emergency, Oregon State Police and Multnomah County Sheriff's Office will have the authority to set curfews and close roads. In addition, officers sent to Portland are now allowed to use tear gas if human lives are in danger. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A number of demonstrators blocked by police from marching in Louisville, Kentucky, later regrouped in a downtown plaza that's been the focal point for protest over Breonna Taylor's death. About 1,000 people gathered in downtown Jefferson Square, chanting "No justice, no peace." Then one of the leaders urged the remaining demonstrators to disband, saying "Be safe before curfew and go home." It was the third straight night of protest in Louisville since a grand jury decided not to charge any police officers for Taylor's death. In a story breaking a day early, President Trump plans to announce Amy Coney Barrett as his nominee to the Supreme Court, according to a number of news sources, to fill the seat vacated by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The president will be making that announcement during a White House event tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Barrett currently serves as a judge on the 7th Circuit Court of Appeals. Hope you're enjoying the beginning of your weekend. Thanks for spending time with us. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Governor Ron DeSantis lifted all restrictions on restaurants and other businesses in Florida and banned local fines against people who refuse to wear masks as he seeks to be one of the first states to completely reopen their economy despite the spread of coronavirus. The Republican governor's order unleashed fresh debate in the politically divided state where the pandemic responses have become intertwined with the upcoming presidential election. The governor's announcement allows restaurants across the state to immediately reopen at full capacity and prevents any city or county from ordering them to close or operate at less than half capacity. Google's parent company has reached a $310 million settlement in a shareholder lawsuit over its treatment of allegations of executives' sexual misconduct. Alphabet said that it will prohibit severance packages for anyone fired for misconduct or is the subject of sexual misconduct investigations. A special team will investigate any allegations against executives and report to the board's audit committee. Thousands of Google employees walked out of work in protest 2018 after the New York Times revealed Android creator Andrew Rubin received $90 million in severance, even though several employees had filed misconduct allegations against him. Shareholder lawsuits followed, and in 2019, Google launched a board investigation over how it handles misconduct allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.